6 months after a devastating fire swept through Grenfell Tower in West London, a special memorial service has been held at St Paul's Cathedral. Survivors, relatives of the victims and members of the royal family were among the guests who gathered to pay tribute to the 71 people who died in the blaze. Europe correspondent Steve Kinnane reports from London.
This multi-faith service drew one of the most diverse crowds you would ever see at St Paul's, including police, princes and the Prime Minister, firefighters, pop stars and the working class residents from the community which was devastated by the blaze. Graham Tomlin, the Bishop of Kensington, spoke of the generosity of those who had tried to help in the days following the fire.
I remember standing outside one of our churches the day after the fire, helping the Christian community there to organise the help coming in. A crowd of people had turned up to help. And what struck me was the variety. Every ethnicity, background, age. For a moment, we all lost our fear of each other. We lost our obsession with ourselves. And we reached out across the city in love for our neighbour.
The diversity of the community was reflected in the music performed at the service. A Muslim girls' choir, a Syrian musician, and a steel band playing Leonard Cohen. The service heard from many of the local residents. They had raised concerns about Grenfell Tower leading up to the fire. And now they want justice.
They've let us down, this borough. It's let us down. Honest to God. Look, this
There's so many
borough.
Questions and no answers. Heart-wrenching. It's heartbreaking because you don't know. Nobody's not giving you no answers.
Quite a lot of children in the area. And sadly, quite a few lives that we'll never see again.
People are continually say they want justice. They want someone to pay, and, you know, most of these people are angry, and their anger is understandable.
As the service finished, relatives of victims walked out of St Paul's holding white roses and photos of their loved ones. Among them was Hamid Ali Jafari, who lost his father in the blaze.
I think today was a big thing for us after 6 months, coming together, all the community. Like, there was still people, you know. They care for you, they look after you, and they haven't forgotten the people who lost their lives and also the families.
After the memorial, residents gathered, as they do each month, to march silently through the streets surrounding Grenfell Tower. This is a community still grieving and still in search of justice. In London, this is Steve Kinnane reporting for AM.